holding on to the dual jobs of president and army chief of staff since his 1999 coup, Pervez Musharraf ruled with a relatively light touch, not usually exhibited by the stereotypical general that gains political power. He even lifted the government's monopoly on the broadcast media, allowing the creation of new television and radio networks. Pakistan's current political crisis began in March, when General Musharraf suspended the chief
sector of the electorate to the poor, those people who are really kind of at the bottom of the Venezuelan social ladder. If you're going to help those people, you have to help them properly.
Oil prices will likely remain high in 2008, allowing Venezuela's government to continue its social spending programs at home and abroad. Analysts say President Chavez and other top officials will need to spend wisely in the coming year to ensure their political support remains strong.
Decisions.
The dismissal sparked street protests, initially led by lawyers. The Supreme Court reinstated the Chief Justice in July. But around that same time, Islamic radicals stepped up their activities to impose Taliban-style strictures in the heart of the capital, Islamabad. After initially ignoring the militants, the government besieged and then attacked their base at the Lal Masjid, the Red Mosque, in the heart of the capital on July 10th, leaving at least 100 people dead. The Islamic religious parties claim the death toll was much higher. Meanwhile, pro-Taliban militants based in Pakistan's wild and lawless border areas kept up their cross-border attacks on NATO and U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Musharraf's actions awakened a dormant political opposition. But the two leading opposition figures, former Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif, remained in exile, and General Musharraf had vowed to never allow them to return. Sharif, who General Musharraf deposed in 1999, tried to return to Pakistan in September without a prearranged deal with the government. He was promptly deported back to Saudi Arabia. He was finally allowed into Pakistan in November. Bhutto, on the other hand, opened negotiations with President Musharraf to return without fear of deportation or arrest. She came back October 18th. But in Karachi, her convoy was attacked by a suicide bomber, leaving more than 130 people dead and some 450 people injured. On October 6, General Musharraf easily won re-election as president from the national and provincial parliaments. But fearing the outcome of legal challenges to the vote, he imposed a state of emergency on November 3. Thousands of people were detained, judges were dismissed, and independent television stations were forced off the air. The move was widely condemned. Bowing to opposition demands, General Musharraf abdicated his military post to remain as civilian president. He has pledged free and fair parliamentary elections without emergency rule for January 8th. Teresita Schaefer says he can afford to lift emergency rule because he got what he wanted from it.
He accomplished that objective. He kicked out the judges. He's not going to let them back. Most of them are still in jail, or at least in house arrest. So he succeeded during this very brief period in changing the rules of the game in very important ways.
Christine Fair of RAND says President Musharraf will try to keep a strong grip on power by ensuring the two major parties split the vote so neither emerges from the January elections with a clear-cut victory.
The elections are surely being rigged in such a way that no one gets a majority on their own that doesn't require the president to be negotiating all sorts of, you know, political alliances that will assure that whoever comes out as prime minister is that can be very weak.
Moreover, as Teresita Schaefer points out, the bitter rivalry between the two ex-prime ministers, dating back to the 1990s, leaves the opposition divided.
Well, the division of the opposition is a major factor in why Musharraf is still president. Those two hate each other almost as much as Nawaz hates Musharraf.
Benazir Bhutto will be running for a seat as head of her Pakistan People's Party. But although Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League will run, he has been barred from the contest. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.